Welcome.
Thanks for
Welcome.
having us.
Thank you for joining this peaceful NFT meditation. You know, it's been a volatile market out there. We've made some gains. We've had some losses. But today, we're going to need a lot, let a lot of things go. You know? You didn't get on that. I want you to think about that Moonbird's allow list that you probably didn't get on. You know, they don't deserve you in the community. They don't deserve your positivity, your peace and tranquility that you have brought forth, and all of the alpha that you've delivered time after time after time after time, far surpassing many of the people who have made it to that allow list unfairly. Oh, did they multi-wallet that? Did they manipulate this whole thing? Did they get access to it when you know, they don't really deserve it, but we do? Yeah, they did. I want you to think about those assholes and douchebags and just process that within and let them out. Breathe them out. Because they don't deserve you in their lives. Yeah, they may have more money. Yeah, maybe they just bought a new car or a new apartment or
A
a
new boat.
house, a boat, a private jet, something extreme because they got on the allow list and you didn't.
Maybe multiple times.
But it won't make them more happy because it won't bring them the internal peace and tranquility that you bring, that we bring to this market. You know, as you're sitting there thinking and taking those deep breaths, just remember that oxygen. The nickname for oxygen, a lot of people call it FTX, but you know, that's independent. Not everyone always does that, but if you
Nifty.com
go,
slash FTX.
if you check that out, you may experience the most peaceful and tranquil trading experience as you're trading leveraged volatile assets.
And the volume's down.
Let go of that volume going down. Let go of the fact that, yeah, the macro view may not be as positive, but you know, here we are every day. Wow.
Wow, I feel so good.
Thank you.
Thank you for leading us through that.
Oh, anytime, you know, I really appreciate being here with both of you.
Man, I feel so at peace.
Me too.
I had a lot of anger and it washed away. It melted away.
Just goes out the door. You know, if you want those peaceful guided meditations, this isn't a shill space, but for the Nifty portal, which is the nifty.com/NFT, that's not what this is about.
The link's on screen.
This is about peace and tranquility, okay? Just be at peace. Grab that NFT and maybe join us in the meditation.
For everybody that owns a Nifty portal that didn't get the Moonbirds allow list, I'm really sorry. For everybody that doesn't own a Nifty portal, if you did have one when the allow list was happening, you would have gotten on it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as you go forth, as Josh B said, you're now ready to get wrecked. You know, the market may not treat you positively, but here we are, showing up every day, giving it a go, taking some wins, taking some losses. A lot of people asking us questions about what's going on in the show, and that's a question that it does not matter when you're at peace and present with yourself.
And I came in, Nick, with just a lot of feelings and thoughts and emotions today. I mean, this morning I never thought it'd be possible that one U.S. politician would come on the Nifty portal and do weird things. But then it happened again. But this time it was even a deeper cut because this person was trying to fundraise their political campaign with crypto beavers. And I felt I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to process those emotions. But the meditation that you just guided us through, I just know that's not for me to worry about. That's not my life path. That's not for me to figure out whether that's good or bad, if that's up or down, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not. You know, I ended up making a donation without knowing anything about his politics just because I was trying to ensure that I wouldn't be investigated through sort of some deep animosity that he was feeling and resentments that he was holding towards me because of the experience that he had on the stage today.
And what if the beavers go to one ETH? Like, what does that mean for U.S. politics?
That's very exciting, in my opinion. You know, I can't say like U.S. politics is a place that I'm like, you know, all about, that I'm just like, yeah, this is feels healthy.
Could we broker a deal with him to add strong cryptocurrency positions to his platform in exchange for us taking the beavers to the moon, just like the moonbirds?
I think that's a real possibility.
Reasonable counteroffer, right?
Yes. I think that's definitely a strong possibility. I just wanted to say, it's not all down, baby. It's also up. We're going to pump this market up. You may have been at peace with yourself, but we going up straight to the moon.
You got some
Remember
music?
That.
Get us some pump.
Remember that.
Damn, son. Where'd you find that?
As Ray T says, we're going to get that cash. So, where are we at today in this market, y'all?
Hey, I'm hitting some wins. I hit a little 2X-er this morning.
On what?
The Skolls project.
Oh, shit. Pulling it up. Pulling it up.
Just felt right. Nice landing page. I invest in quality landing pages.
What's it called?
What was it?
I'm not certain. Maybe someone in chat knows. Our chat's going so fire.
Do you have any concept of it whatsoever?
Toxic Skolls. Toxic Skolls.
Toxic
the newest
Skolls.
May flip moonbirds.
Toxic Skolls Club.
Just
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You bought this.
At 0.08.
Those look really good, actually.
I know.
This is very interesting art.
I think it's trippy season. I think it's meditative season. Becoming one with true art, artistic differentiation, things that push us, you know, further away from the money and closer to each other.
You made money on this, though, right?
2X, baby.
We're like, yeah, I'm all about the vision and the ambition. You sold out of this already? Yeah, completely.
Yeah, I cut it. I cut it for 2X. Yeah.
I love the team's long term plan. Seems like a great group of people made.
Pull up the website, okay? I invest in clean landing pages, okay? High quality. You give me a top notch landing page, you're gonna take me for a lot of money.
Oh, this art is looking real promising. Like, dude, if our PFP looks like this, I don't know. I mean, it's a direction.
Not saying it's gonna be the next big thing. That's not
look
for
at
me
look
to
at
say.
The quality of this website.
Very nice.
Scroll us through.
Very nice.
Wow. So they have a story.
Great work between those sections.
I like those eyeballs shooting out of the head. You know,
I didn't read this part. I'm sure something cool. We get intellectual property and a metaverse.
Merch and events. Okay.
Merch.
Wait, hold on. Can we scroll back up? I want to see what those other bullet points
look
were
at,
there.
Look at all of these people that this artist has worked with.
Uh-huh.
In one-off contract gigs. So we're going back up?
Yeah. So let's go through that roadmap once more. You went all the way to the top. I was just going through those various bullets. So if you go down past our story to roadmap. So $10,000 giveaway. Intellectual property. Welcome to the club. You're going to get membership to a club that will increase over time in not only members but benefits.
Airdrop. Okay.
Ooh.
Community fund. Cash. Charity. Metaverse.
Hell yeah.
Merch.
Hell yes.
Events.
Sign me up.
Yeah, this sounds like I haven't heard about, this.
Sounds like the next Bored Ape Yacht Club to me.
I haven't heard about this project before, but this sounds, let me just tell you, really promising because, when I think of unique differentiators, I think about these types of milestones that I haven't seen anybody else do it.
And what better artist to work with than someone who's worked with such fine companies as Disney and Columbia Sportswear? I mean, very ambidextrous there.
Yeah, I mean, he may draw with both hands.
Let's go back down to the artist section of
the logos that he has. What, you want to keep scrolling?
I think Pio zoned out for a sec. Look at that. Look at that art right there. That's probably a 101.
That one's nice. Yeah. Definitely inspired by some other ones that
This person's worked from Adidas to baseball to frat Columbia Sportswear to the Major League Baseball. I mean, this is going places, I'm telling you. That's my pitch. Meet the team. Look at them. All look great. All the art looks great. That's cool-ass art right there.
Yeah.
0.25, you know?
Maybe it's
a trippy pump to 0.5.
For those listening on the audio podcast, because we are now available on Spotify and YouTube, what we're looking at right now is just a landing page, a colorful landing page. It's not unique. There's no unique animations or anything else like that. There are various segments of the page, so they've done a great job with adding sections. The font that they're using is a sort of spooky font with a little bit of a sort of goo dripping down the buttons and
the headlines. Yeah, great work there. I mean, that's effort. You don't have to do that.
The colors of the NFTs are vibrant. They're very vibrant and high contrast. So you get high contrast, high quality.
I mean, imagine that on a NFT screen.
Yeah. So
at the MoMA.
Laguna Carta says, describe for the visually impaired. It's an audio podcast, okay, Elizabeth? It's an audio podcast. They can't see the video on there, but you want to scroll down a little bit more, see if there's anything else.
There's some frequently asked questions.
Yeah, can we just go through those real quick? Toxic skulls, 9,999 of them uniquely generated from over 390 hand-drawn traits.
People owning usually only do 250 traits, so they went overboard by 140.
Someone says, I can't tell if they're serious right now. Yeah, we don't care about this project. I just want to tell you, like, Nick said that he was out of it. I still own them all. Oh, you do?
They were sitting at a 2X, you know.
Okay, so buy it. buy it from Nick. I will not be participating in this one, but honestly, at this point, if Pio doesn't know about it for me, I'm not interested. Pio is now my sort of indicator for the time.
It's a real sleeper. I think we're going into trippy season.
Yeah. I mean, look, my thing is I'm just not buying anything that's like, I'm buying like utility stuff right now or stuff like Shinsei Galverse that gets approved by the NFT. You know,
what's that sitting at these days?
Important people. That's at like 0.45.
Nice.
Or 0.5. It went up to 0.69 or something like that.
Damn.
Someone asked if this is my new apartment. No, I'm in a hotel right now. Coming at you straight from Hyatt. Shout out to the Pritzker family for providing me shelter here. You all run a great business, and that's why you can afford expensive housing. And furniture, from what I hear. So, what else do we have to say from this? I feel like we've given this project almost like not even almost.
I'm over this project already, Nick. Like you've been talking about it way too long. I say we get on to the next one.
Yeah, let's move on. Enough talking about Nick's bags.
Well, I think that I'm just looking for utility stuff right now. Like I'm really looking for stuff that's exciting that actually has a little bit of a foundation. Shout out to the artist that made that project. It looks like it's really dope art. But at the end of the day, I'm really just going for utility. Like, Nick, is there any project that's coming out besides Moonbirds that you're actually excited about?
Well, the meeting that we had earlier for the person who's we have a sponsored and probably an ongoing partnership with this company. I don't want to mention it yet. We have not finalized that, but we're starting to see projects that are, it's not even about the art. It literally has nothing to do with the art. It has to do with the product that you're building.
And love it's
tied into real world assets, which is where we've been saying that all this is going. Like, think car titles and other things like that, that give you, like, the NFT actually is associated with a physical asset. Ironically, PO, quick note, I got a DM right after from another company doing the exact same thing.
In a different direction?
Doing it with specific, I don't want to say.
Comic books.
Yes, specific, but the same thing. No, literally the same thing.
Oh, okay.
But they don't have partnerships. So anyways, that's what I'm interested in. Honestly, look, I've been slow rolling it recently. I'm not participating in a lot of the degen trades.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm like in the process of moving. So like, this is like a whole situation I'm less active with trading, and we're working on business related stuff. I would say that what I'm looking for is some of the high value NFTs, like things that have a big opportunity, or in the rare case that there's a Shinsei Galverse or something like that, that we happen to be on the list for, then like, cool, I'll go mint that. And we made, at this point, a couple thousand dollars off that.
I sold both of the ones in the company wallet. So
yeah, I saw you did that.
0.16 into like 0.9. It's pretty nice. So this project by Juan Cornella has looked like it's been a wild ride for anybody that's been in on that, because the floor is 1.65 right now, but I think it's been as high as like 2.5 or 3. It's been a crazy time in the NFT space. Number one collection is the Elio Trades one at a 2.75 floor. We all got dumb caps for not buying that at 1.25. Excuse me.
That was disgusting.
That was hella disgusting, man.
Yo, should we talk about that for a bit? Why did we just pause? Why did that stop everything? Hold on. You were in the process of saying something. Continue.
I just think that we should have bought that Elio Trades project, and it was so stupid not to.
I'm mad I didn't. It was so stupid not to buy that. I'm mad.
How much
I didn't,
is it?
I'm mad
now
I didn't.
It's almost three.
Oh,
I'm mad
my
I didn't
God.
Trim more pre-mints at 1.7, 1.8.
What's it at now? One?
It's under 1.8.
I'm so pissed right now.
I didn't sell any because I'm an idiot. Because I'm a genius. I'm a genius that held through the whole pump.
Hey, for those that are listening on the audio podcast, my head is hand is currently on my head because I'm so disappointed by what went on here. You may not be visibly seeing that, but now I just want you to know. Shout out to those on the audio podcast.
People are saying that the Galverse floor is dumping.
0.42.
No, it's 0.42. It's not, man. Yo, people aren't used to volatility in this space. What did you think? Like, you thought that you were going to mint at 0.069 or whatever the price was, 0.07. It was going to go straight to 0.9. And you're just like, yeah, that seems sustainable. Like, I think me making, extracting $3,000 for no work whatsoever is justified. Can you click on this project, the Elio Trades one? I want to like dive into this real quick and actually really examine the pain. So what were we able to buy it at? Wait, it says floor price is 1 ETH. You just said 3 ETH.
Yeah.
These things look like absolute shit. So let me describe these for the audio podcast people.
Yeah, do it.
These are 3D alien characters. The one that we're looking at is blue, with its arms swinging around. He's wearing a Harry Potter purple hat.
Beautiful hat.
Camouflage pants, shirtless, with big green eyes. It looks like he's made of rubber, real loose rubber, not like a tire. Like a jelly, a very jelly-like substance here.
Not gonna like take like an injury, you know. Kind of just like you hit it, it's kind of just gonna roll, you know, kind of like a jellyfish.
He's now actually growing on me, so
it's kind of cool, right?
This character is growing on me actually as we go.
Imagine shaking the movement. Imagine shaking that hand; it'd be so soft.
Yeah, I just like how jolly he is and how happy he is to kind of just shake his hips a little bit.
This is
really great thighs.
Someone said blubber. That's a great description of this. Yeah, blubber. This is okay. We can take this off. I feel like now I'm also like nauseous at the same time. This is I don't know. Like I'm having all sorts of mixed emotions. I went from hating it to liking it to now hating it again. Someone said this is dumb, and I would agree.
The floor is insanely thin. Insanely thin.
Can we see that orange one real quick?
This guy?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Well, let's just check out a couple of them. Okay. Wait, we're back at this guy again?
I didn't mean to go back to that guy.
Why did you come back to this one? I wanted to see a different one. Okay, so let's go back.
Why is my mouse not working?
Okay, Pio's computer is not functioning.
But we want this red one. What about the red one attracted you to it?
This one, you know what? Oh, this one is a tiger inspiration. It's like a tiger if the tiger was created in a fashion shop where someone drew straight lines because there's nothing organic about it whatsoever. Wearing a tie-dye pants with a princess crown, like it's definitely not a king crown, and a pink face. So yeah, princess tiara. Thank you, Vicky. This, I guess it's feminine. I don't know. The body doesn't feel, but whatever. What do you guys think about this? You know, like what's the point of holding this?
Play the game.
Oh, there's an actually functioning game.
Well, right now you can stake them to earn the tokens for the game.
Can we see a screenshot of what that game is?
We're going to go for it. I bet it's going to be a AAA level game.
Here's the – wait, now it says it's 2.75. Why did it say 1 ETH a second ago and now 2.75?
We don't know.
Did we just cause that?
Yeah.
It was probably us. Can you click through the – okay, we're at the website.
We went on a bull run.
You may have to zoom out or minimize us so we can see this. Allie McBeal, baby. Sarah makes a really good comparison. That kind of is a reminder of what it was. So this looks interesting. Okay, scroll down. Imposters. There's nothing about the game. Keep scrolling. Social metaverse, play to earn. Play and earn. Sorry, I forgot. They came up with play and earn instead of play to earn.
More ethical.
Yeah, that was what... Loopify was a big fan of that phrase. He was like, well, I actually invented that, but I didn't make the phrase, so whatever, you can like
I think the cooler phrase, which we're using at Crypto Raiders, is play to own. Get rid of earning out of there. You're owning the assets in the game.
Very nice.
That's what really matters.
Play to own. Yeah.
Is that what you guys are calling it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should tweet that out like stat and just make sure that people understand that play to own is the future, or own to play. Play, own, play. That's interesting. So
I like this guy playing golf.
Keep scrolling down.
That's going to be some putt-putt golf.
Can we get more action on it? So what happens if you play that video? Do we see a preview of what it is?
Where's the video?
Right there. You just scrolled over in imposters. There it is.
Look at this game.
Hold on. Okay, the character is walking slowly in a gaming studio up behind a guy who's playing Dance Dance Revolution. Is he murderous? Ooh, he has a knife. Okay. Seems sus. Well,
that's not what the actual game is going to look like, though.
The actual game is going to look like Among Us, if you want to pull that up on YouTube.
Among Us? It'll actually look like it?
Yes, I do my research on games like that.
All right, we're looking at a preview of this.
Oh, yeah,
right,
let's look at this one.
Can you turn the audio down some? Can you turn on the music? Or you can still keep it, just not like at full volume. But,
that guy just snapped guy's neck.
So we're looking at it. This actually looks like a legit game, and Nick did properly describe it. Among Us is accurate. with a couple of 3D interactions that
are kind
of
cool.
That are pretty cool, that are unlike other ones that we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
This is Elio Trades.
Oh, yeah.
This legit looks like a game that somebody would play.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very interesting. Yeah, so it looks like they basically took Among Us and added some adjustments to it.
You should have 20 ETH into this at 1 ETH.
What was that game with birds?
Right there? He's a pretty handsome guy.
What were those birds? Remember that bird game that you would tap and it?
Angry Birds.
No. That it would bounce through.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird. It looked like they had that built in there.
Nick, why didn't you ape in at 1 ETH, dude?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is another one. Oh my God, I'm getting pissed off now. We had two.
This was a no-brainer 10 ether.
Someone said, look shitty, not going to lie. Look, here's the deal. All of them look shitty. You have to understand the crypto gaming space. This is probably one of the more legit games that I've actually seen, where like there's a chance that I would play this.
Maybe you should buy it.
Now it's 3 ETH, so I'm not fucking with this.
So Hamza said, get one of these or 7 Vayner Sports Pass. I think I made that same comparison in the one-on-one video I did with Kicks 2 days ago.
I'm sticking with Vayner right now, man. Like my goal is I have 5 Vayner Sports Passes all purchased at 0.35. I'd buy more.
And it's back there right now.
I have more ETH, actually. I could probably buy another one. Yeah, I probably will.
I'm so pissed I didn't sell any pre-mint. Now I just got to hold it.
Holy shit, I got more ETH. So I will, I think I'll keep expanding that position. Because, look, I'm looking for things. Honestly, if I can get a bunch of stuff that goes from below 0.5 ETH to above 2 ETH or 3 ETH, that's the game. Like, that's the whole game. Anything above, like, at that point, if you can, like, offload some, de-risk, take some profits, and hold on for that moonshot opportunity, like, you're in a brilliant situation.
I love it.
And that's all that I'm interested in at this point, is those sorts of flips. We had a 700% gain.
700X.
Not a 700X.
700X on Shinsei Galvers. We bought it for $4 and we sold it for,
7X.
700X.
Definitely not.
No. But that was a winner, and you actually tried to fade that when I was just like, no.
Go back to the plate. That never the tape. That never happened.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. All this stuff is getting uploaded as an audio podcast every day, promptly, including the Twitter spaces, because the Nifty's got the most kick-ass staff that works fast AF when it comes to upload. Where'd my video go?
Now it looks cool. You just got to turn off your camera.
All right. Yeah. The staff wasn't in charge of the camera right there. That was me.
I bought the other camera. It has no expected delivery date, just like your laptop now.
So we're waiting on a laptop. We're waiting on a camera.
Your laptop just got kicked again, like a couple.
No,
weeks.
It didn't.
I swear. It was.
I'm about to
mid to late May.
I'm about to wrestle Tim Cook for that thing. Come on.
So, if you need something in the interim, we can get.
Anthony's asking me if I'm sick or if I'm ill. I'm ill, nasty. But no, I'm not under the weather, buddy.
He does sound a little sick. It's all good, Pia. We love you. And, hope you recover soon. Okay, any other project we want to discuss here?
Look, I mean, I think that we've been... We talked about the same 4 projects all week because those were the most interesting ones to us in the space. And, you know, there's other projects in the Discord that are being discussed. I think that we need to... I think I want to get someone from the Discord to really fill in gaps with some of these projects that Discord people are checking out. So that's going to be fun. But I think for now, everyone should just appreciate the meditation session that we gave them. We're not going to get moonbirds, and that's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Definitely not going to buy one at 7.5 ETH.
Dang it. Hey, I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
Have a phenomenal Friday.
Thank you.
You know, enjoy the NFT trades. If tomorrow ends up being a huge Moonbird day, let it be. If you didn't get on that allow list, let those emotions come.
Let it go away.
And pass through. Just observe them.
Yeah.
Your frustration, your anger, your desire to murder members of those teams. Those aren't you.
They're not.
Those aren't you. They didn't deserve to have you, like I said. You know? The only thing that matters is that you take in that deep breath and realize that that nifty portal energy is going to help you make it through the weekend. Are you not feeling it?
I'm feeling it.
Because if you're not feeling it, it probably means that you don't own one in your wallet. Because everyone who's bought a nifty portal has told us, my energy has changed. My luck has changed forever. Have you seen all damn gains?
So many.
That I've collected since I purchased it? Like, the only thing that I'm shocked about is why haven't more people bought it, is what they tell us. And I say, patience, young one. Have patience. Because, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It was destroyed in one, but it wasn't built in one, okay? And that's what we're building. We're building the future of Rome, the future Rome, a hedonistic version. A little bit crazy, violent even, but peacefully violent. So thank you. Have a good Friday. Actually, is today literally Good Friday?
Yeah, today's literally Good Friday.
Have a good Friday then.
Just to give some buzzer beater value, somebody was saying, do you think Moonbirds is going to sell out? Yes, I do. Yes, I think that it's going to sell out. And people are asking what the secondary price is. Well, someone put out a tweet that says that they're willing to buy 3 of them at 6 ETH a pop and to contact them privately. So I'm assuming it's at least 6 ETH that it's going to go to. Probably 7, probably 8.
And Milady's at 1.88.
Happy Passover as well, if you're enjoying that day.
Thank you.
For celebrating. I will having a Seder this evening.
Very nice.
Namaste.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Hey, thanks for joining. Remember, smash that subscribe, lick that like button.
Damn, son. Where'd you
And hop in the this? Discord.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.